ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
यातना
úgy ejtik fogjul a bűnös érzékkielégítésbe merülő embert a jamad után. Erős kötelekkel kötözik meg a nyakánál fogva, és beburkolják finom fizikai testét, hogy szigorú büntetésben lehessen része.
Every living entity is covered by a subtle and gross body. The subtle body is the covering of mind, ego, intelligence, and consciousness.
Minden élőlényt egy finom és egy durva anyagi test fed. A finom test az elméből, az egóból, az intelligenciából és a tudatból álló burok.
It is said in the scriptures that the constables of Yamaraj cover the subtle body of the culprit and take him to the abode of Yamaraj to be punished in a way that he is able to tolerate.
Az írások azt mondják, hogy Yamaraj követei beburkolják a finom fizikai testét, hogy Yamaraj lakhelyére vigyék, ahol olyan büntetés vár rá, melyet képes elviselni.
He does not die from this punishment, because if he died, he would suffer the punishment.
Nem hal bele a büntetésbe, mert ha meghalna, kiszenvedne a büntetéstől.
It is not the business of the constables of Yamaraj to put one to death.
Yamaraj követeinek nem az a dolguk, hogy valakinek a halálát okozzák.
In fact, it is not possible to kill a living entity because factually he is eternal. He simply has to suffer the consequences of his activities of sense gratification.
Valójában az élőlény nem is lehet elpusztítani, mert örök, pusztán szenvednie kell érzékkielégítő cselekedetei miatt.
The process of punishment is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
A büntetés módszerét a Chaitanya Charitamrita magyarázza el.
Formerly the king's men would take a criminal in a boat in the middle of the river.
Hajdanán a király emberei a bűnözőt egy csónakban a folyó közepére vitték.
They would dunk him by grasping a bunch of his hair and thrust him completely under water. And when he was almost suffocating, the king's constables would take him out of the water and allow him to breathe for some time. And then they would again dunk him in the water to suffocate
him. Amikor már majdnem megfulladt, kivették a vízből, és hagyták lélegezni egy ideig, majd újra lenyomták a vízbe, hogy megfulladjon.
This sort of punishment is inflicted upon the forgotten soul by Yamaraj and will be described in the following verses.
Efféle büntetéseket méri a Maharaj a feledékeny léleknek, ahogyan arról a következő versekben számolnak.
So the living entity, when he performs fruitive activities, but not in a proper way or in an impious way, then naturally the result will not be favorable.
Amikor az élelmi gyümölcsöző tetteket végez, de nem a megfelelő módon, hanem istentelen módon, akkor nem veszed akkor az eredményt.
Immediately we may get something, but in the long run, then there'll be a trouble.
Lehet, hogy azonnal kapunk valami jó eredményt, de idővel a bajunk lesz belőle.
Right? If something is stolen, we get something. Immediately then we have some happiness. But that's very short compared to then the anxiety of always being chased by the state.
Hogyha ellopunk valamit, akkor lehet, hogy azonnal van valami örömünk abból, de ez jelentéktelen összehasonlítva azzal az aggodalommal, amit kapunk, hogy mindig üldözik bennünket ilyen feladállatot képviselni.
So it's not a recommended process.
Ez nem egy javasolt folyamat.
Because then, going against the direction of the Lord, one cannot be satisfied.
Mert hogyha valaki az Úr utasításai ellent tesz, akkor nem lesz elégedett.
So here we see what happens to someone who performs activities in this way.
Szóval itt láthatjuk, hogy mi történik azzal, aki így cselekszik.
So the Yamadutas, they come and collect such a fallen soul.
Jönnek a Yamadutak az ilyen elesett lélekért.
Bind him by the neck with very strong ropes. And then the subtle body is covered so that he can, you know, he can tolerate or he'll stay conscious while then they deal with them according to his what he deserves. Because the living entity identifies with the subtle and gross body and think it is them, then the activities when performed, then that they punish him for. So the subtle body, because of the attachment to it, when things happen to it, then that identification, we think it is happening to us.
Mivel a film testtel azonosítjuk magunkat, ezért ami azzal történik, azt mondja, hogy az történik velem.
So they how you say, they're dealing with the subtle body, so there is no gross body, but because of attachment, living entity suffers.
So a finom testtel foglalkozott, mert nincsen durva test, de mivel az élelmény azonosítja magát azzal, hogy itt szemben.
The king's business is to see that dharma, or religious principles, are being followed properly.
A királynak az a dolga, hogy gondoskodjon, hogy megfelelően követik az emberek a dharmának, vagy a vallásnak az elveit.
If these principles aren't being followed properly,
ezeket az elveket nem követik megfelelően,
then it's the king's business to see that it's corrected.
Akkor a királynak a dolga, hogy kijavítsa.
And that somebody is, and that the person, the culprit, is punished for what they are doing wrong.
és hogy a bűnös megmentessébe mérte, hogy rosszul csinál.
Because if someone does something wrong, then they will get a reaction for that.
Mert ha valaki valamit rosszul csinál, akkor azért fog kapni visszavetést.
So if they are punished, then that future reaction doesn't come.
Szóval, ha megbüntetik, akkor elmarad ez a jövőbeli visszahatás.
They are at least materially purified of the problem.
Legalább anyagilag letisztulnak a problémától.
Unfortunately, in this whole process, the desires within the heart of the living entity are not purified.
Sajnos ebben a folyamatban azonban a vágyak az élőlény szívében nem tisztulnak meg.
So generally we see the living entity, even after such punishment, again they are performing the same activities.
So általában látjuk, hogy az élőlények még az ilyen büntetések után is végzik ugyanazokat a cselekedeteket.
So even though one knows one will suffer, one still has the desire.
So amikor tudja is valaki, hogy szenvedni fog, hogy mindig ott van a vágya.
And without taking up the process of Krishna consciousness, to control those desires is very, very difficult.
A Krishna tudat folyamatának elfogadása nélkül ezeket a vágyakat irányítani nagyon nehéz.
Therefore, the process of chanting Hare Krishna and following the devotional activities, by that one can give up material desire. And giving up material desire, then one is able to give up sinful activities. Any questions? Mean to question is we're supposed to give up sinful and pious desires or activities. So what does that mean for the devotee to give up pious desires?
So a kérdés az, hogy az istentelen és ajánlott vágyakat is, amit jelent egy bakta számára feladni ajánlott vágyakat.
Right, you know, sinful, like a sinful desire would be we want to eat all kinds of crazy things.
Bűnös vágyakban meg mindenféle őrült dolgot akarunk enni.
Pious is we want to eat all kinds of nice things, but we want to offer them to Krishna. Or maybe Krishna is not so involved in it, but now instead of eating all kinds of nonsense things, then we want to eat all kinds of pious, nice, you know, nutritious and organically grown and, you know, a bio one. It's all the different things, you know, the organic, permaculturally. You know, all these different things done, you know, transported from one place to another by horse cart, and, you know, and all the different things, you know. That is pious. So, then the first stage is then you take those pious desires and you engage them in Krishna's service. Right? Because pious activities can be engaged in Krishna's
service.
Impious is very difficult to engage in the Lord's
service.
But still we see the desire, material desire is there on our part. We want to eat nicely. Right? But we understand that Krishna is arranging it, so we offer it to him. But then, as we become purified, then we understand that the real platform is we cook for Krishna what Krishna likes to eat.
Right?
So, then what Krishna likes to eat, then that's what we accept. And it is also, you know, in the mode of goodness. But the motive, the approach is different. Rather than what I want to eat, I offer to Krishna. What Krishna wants to eat, that's what we offer to Krishna, and we accept that. So if we see in the whole process the idea of the fruit of activities performed in an improper manner, that must be completely removed. Then then the pious side, that we engage in Krishna service. And purify that. Until we can come to the platform of just full surrender to
Krishna.
Like that. So a devotee has to be very careful to watch out for the pious desires also. You know, in the beginning we, you know, how you say, we'll be very rough in our desires and our activities. You know, so we find that, you know, boys and girls' attitude towards each other is that one of sense gratification. No, so that is simple. But as we are doing devotional service or becoming purified, then many times you find then that is not so much an attraction. Then our attraction is, you know, nice home, very pleasant atmosphere, pleasant exchanges, you know, the kids making all their little nice noises and crawling around the house, and, you know, friends coming and relatives and, you know, everything working so wonderfully and nicely and like that. Like that. So those, the desires become purified, we actually start getting pious desires. But still those pious desires, their attachments are still material. They, now they may be human instead of animalistic. But human is still of the material world. So unless we engage our activities in the Lord's service, those activities, nice activities, will still keep us in the world. So many times you find someone is engaged nicely in devotional service as long as they're, you know, fighting with their sinful desires. Yeah, they're, it means like they're in the temple, you know, they're fired up and they're, you know, fighting with their sinful desires. Because the sinful desires are very easy to see, this is bad. But as they become purified, then these sinful desires start to go down. And because the desire is still in the heart, then the pious side of it starts to manifest. He says the devotee has all the good qualities of the demigods. So as these pious desires start arising in the heart, because they don't look so bad, no, they look nice. Then sometimes you see devotees get sidetracked by those and think this is very nice. Yeah, what am I doing in the temple, you know, fighting with everybody and this and that, and, you know, let me move out and get a nice house and, you know, family and everything wonderful and lovey-dovey and, you know, everything is perfect and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Akkor néha ez így elhozza a baktáknak a figyelmét, eltéríti őket. Tehát minek vagyok itt a templomban küzdeni, veszekedni a baktákkal, inkább lakja kint, legyen egy szép otthon, ami ne legyen nagyon békés és kellemes.
But we still must recognize that that's material desire.
Észre kell mennünk, hogy ez is a megíván.
See, in the beginning we think spiritual is nice, then material, because for us material means sinful, is not nice.
Először azt gondoljuk, hogy a lelki az jó, és az
But Maya has a trick in between the two. It's called nice Maya. Right? There's bad Maya, nice Maya, and then there's Krishna consciousness. Right? So bad Maya has to be given up. The nice Maya also has to be given up. But if we know how to engage it in Krishna's service, if that attachment is there for the nice Maya, then we engage it in Krishna's service and we become purified of that attachment.
Vajon ez a ragaszkodás a jomájához, akkor ezt fogadjuk is a szolgálatában, és ez nem viszi bennünket a ragaszkodásról.
Sinful activities are just thrown out. But when we're faced with the desire for nice maya, that's where the varnashram system is important. So it's not a problem that someone sees it is better for me to be a grihastha and maintain and do so many nice things.
But if
one is under the illusion that this is something nice and good, that's the maya.
De valaki abban az illúzióban van, hogy szép és jó dolog az maja.
Because that's sentiment. That is sentiment.
Mert ez érzelem.
Right? In knowledge one sees, I have these attachments, and I can, so then I should engage them in Krishna's service.
A tudásomban, akkor látom, hogy vannak ezek a ragaszkodásaim, és le kell neked foglalnom Krishna szolgálatában.
Right? So therefore I see, okay, I'm not so suited for this kind of lifestyle, I'm suited for another kind of lifestyle, now let me do that properly for
Krishna.
So we will see that the serious devotee and not so serious devotee may be doing exactly the same thing. So the serious devotee is Krishna's first, and then I have to engage all these you know, pleasant material desires in his service. And the not so serious devotee is, I have all these pleasant desires, I want to fulfill them, and we'll work Krishna in somehow or another, you know, in the guru gaps or
someplace.
So because of, in the past we've seen that there's the we've just seen that there's Krishna or there's Maya. But we haven't been able to see the point where you have the pious activities. If they're engaged in Krishna's service, it's not Maya. If they're not engaged in service of Krishna, then you know it allows place for Maya. So the tendency was anyone getting married, that's Maya. But no, it's a matter of what is the purpose. If that is their nature, that's the best situation for them. If they engage in a Krishna service, that's Krishna conscious. They don't, that's Maya. So one has to see one's nature with knowledge. So he can distinguish between sinful activities, pious activities, and devotional activities. Because if we can only see sinful activities and devotional activities, then we will never be able to establish culture.
Right?
Culture means the pious activities of being engaged in Krishna's service. And pious activities or culture not engaged in Krishna service is rejected. In other words, we can see right, we can see left, but we can't see what, you know, we can see black, we can see white, but where there's gray, then we just ignore that. You know, but gray is where the spiritual touches the material, or comes in contact with the material, or engages the material. So that takes intelligence. That takes discrimination. Means we have to be able to discriminate between the different qualities of material nature. What is goodness, what is passion, what is ignorance? And we have to be able to distinguish between what is material and what is spiritual. So we see that material qualities of goodness and passion we generally avoid. The qualities of goodness then are favorable. But then they are only favorable if they are engaged in Krishna's service.
De csak akkor kérdezi, hogyha le van foglalva Krisna szolgálatában.
So the material activities of goodness engaged in Krishna's service, that's the overlap.
Szóval amikor az a jóság cselekedeteit le foglalja Krisna szolgálatában, az az átfedés.
So that is real pious activity.
Az az igazi jelenben.
Right? Otherwise, mundane pious activities, the devotee is still considered sinful because it's not in relationship to Krishna. Material definition is sinful activities are sinful. Material pious activities are pious. Right? And then you have spiritual
activities.
The devotee looks at it a little differently. Sinful activities are sinful. Pious activities not engaged in Krishna's service are also sinful. Because sin takes you away from Krishna. Right? So the sinful material activities, it's obvious it's taking you away from Krishna. And they take you away very quickly. Right? The pious activities, it's hard to tell that they're taking you away. But they are, because they're increasing your attachment. So therefore, only activities being done for Krishna, that is called pious, by the devotional
standard.
So we see the pious activities, they can be taken either way. These are either material, so therefore impious, or they're engaged in Krishna's service, so therefore they're actually pious.
Right?
So sinful activities never give any benefit. Material pious activities give fruitive results or empiric knowledge. Still useless. But pious activities engaged in Krishna's service, that gives devotional results. Right? So that piety that we're talking about that is there in the middle, that is religiosity. That is varnashram. That is dharma. That is prescribed duty. All those definitions. Now we can see why it is sometimes we reject religiosity and sometimes we say it must be followed. Or sometimes we say varnashram is we reject it and sometimes we say it must be followed.
Vagy néha azt mondjuk, hogy elutasítjuk a vallásomat, néha meg azt mondjuk, hogy követni kell.
Or we say attachment to prescribed duties is not good, and other times we say one must do one's prescribed duties.
Vagy azt mondjuk, hogy a előkötelességekhez való ragaszkodás nem jó, vagy azt mondjuk, hogy az embernek végezni kell az előkötelességeit.
Because the pious religious varnashram duties, if they're done to please Krishna, that is favorable, but if they're done without desiring to please Krishna, that is not favorable.
Mert ha jól van, vallásos vallások kötelességeket azért csináljuk, hogy Krisnát elégedetté tegyük, az kedvező, de hogyha nem azért, hogy Krisnát elégedetté tegyük, akkor nem kedvező.
This is a very, this point Yamaraj himself says in the universe, no one understands.
Yamaraj maga mondja erről, hogy ezt az univerzumban senki sem érti.
How it is that devotional activities are higher than the pious activities. Means in another instance, when the Yamadutas were taking, they wanted to take Ajamya, who was very sinful. And according to Shastra, he should have been taken to hell. But because he chanted the Lord's name, then all that was removed. So they were wondering, they asked Yamaraj, what's going on? So he explained that dharma, or religion, is very difficult to understand. The rules in that, then any intelligent, thoughtful person can study and understand. But their proper engagement in Krishna's service, that is not understood.
De a megfelelő elfogadásának a Krisna szolgálatában nehéz megérteni.
Therefore we see that, you know, you have like a child.
Ezért, hogyha mondjuk van egy gyerek.
So then the pious way of dealing is you take care of the child, give the child attention. Right? But that's still material. But Krishna says the children must be protected. So if in service to Krishna you deal properly with the children, protect them, give them attention, that becomes devotional service. Right? So not being able to understand that, then spiritual means you neglect the children, because then we're detached. Right? So the brahmacharis deal rough with them.
Right.
The temple authorities don't care for them.
You
know, the mother after the first, you know, some time of interest, you know, also then becomes detached.
Right.
Because we can only recognize sinful activities and pious, or gross attachments, and you know, complete, you know, pristine, emotionally pure. But we're unable to recognize in the middle, then there's the proper engagement of our conditioned nature in the Lord's service, and that must be pleasant and favorable.
Nem tudjuk felismerni, hogy középen van a megfelelő elfogadottság a Krisna szolgálatában, és ennek kedvezőnek kell lennie.
Krishna is not a ruffian. Ruffian? Means a rough, kind of nasty, uncultured.
Krishna nem egy szurva, kultúrálatlan személy.
So therefore, we see dealings are very proper.
Ezért látjuk, hogy nagyon megfelelőnek van, viszonyom.
But one can't get attached to them.
Right?
In other words, with attachments one deals with, but one tries to be unattached. One tries to give up that attachment. And the sinful concept is, I'm attached, I do it. I'm not attached, I have nothing to do with it.
A bűnös feltegesség az, hogy ha ragaszkodom, csinálom, hogyha nem ragaszkodom, akkor semmi közöm nincs.
So if I'm unattached, I have nothing to do with it, I think that is real detachment. But that's still gross attachment. It's just the other side of it. Right? I'm really attached, and if it doesn't work like I want, then I really reject it.
Nagyon ragaszkodok, és aztán, hogyha nem működik úgy, ahogy akarom, akkor teljesen elvetem.
But they're both attached.
De mind a kettő ragaszkodás.
If I'm unattached, I can deal with it very neutrally, and it doesn't bother me. I can deal with it, I can not deal with it, it doesn't bother me.
Ha nem ragaszkodok, akkor mindegy, hogy viszonyulok hozzá, vagy nem zavar.
Right? Like you have a brahmachari. If he is attached to women, then you'll generally see he deals very roughly with them, because he's thinking, you know, I have to be detached.
Hogyha van egy brahmacsári és ragaszkodik a nőköz, akkor általában nagyon durván válik, amikor az az elképzelés, hogy elkülönültek el a milyen.
But a brahmacsári, who is unattached, can deal with them whenever there's a need to, in a pleasant way, but without getting overly involved.
De egy brahmacsári, aki nem ragaszkodik, akkor amikor szükséges, nagyon szépen tud visszanyúlni a nélkül, hogy túlságosan belekeveredne.
So that is the platform of prescribed duties. I'm doing it because it's a duty. It needs to be done, I'm doing it. So, but when it doesn't need to be done, I'm not doing it. Too much so-called detachment means it needs to be done, but I won't do it because I'm so detached. An over-attachment is it doesn't need to be done, but I'm doing it anyway because I'm attached.
A túlzott ragaszkodás az azt jelenti, hogy nem kellene csinálni, de mivel túlságosan ragaszkodom, csinálom.
Right? So the proper standard is when it needs to be done, I do it. When it doesn't need to be done, I don't do it. And in both cases, why? Because I'm doing it for Krishna.
És a megfelelő dolog az, hogy ha szükség van csinálni, akkor csinálom, és ha nincs szükség csinálni, nem csinálom, és miért Krishna.
Right? When the child needs attention, we give it. When they don't need attention, then we're not giving it.
Hogyha a gyereknek szükség van figyelemre, akkor adom neki, hogyha nincs szükség, akkor nem adom.
Then that is the proper balance.
Ez a megfelelő egyensúly.
So we can see, because of that lack of understanding pious activities and their and engagement in Krishna's service, therefore there's a great lack of culture, there's a great lack of exchange between devotees, trust between devotees, relationships between devotees, care between devotees.
Ennek a megítésnek a hiánya miatt nincs teremt a jó kapcsolat a bakták között, a megfelelő viszonzás a bakták között, a kultúra a bakták között, a gondoskodás egymással a bakták között.
Means because if I care, I must be attached, otherwise why would I get involved? No, but it's the duty to be involved. We establish proper relationships not because we're attached to it, but because they must be established. So, you know, we must have basic, you know, principle of trust. And respect. Because these are the duties.
Right?
We must be able to give shelter, not because I'm attached to being the you know, the friend of all living entities, but it's the duty.
Right?
So it's definitely a new concept to the, you know, materialistic, or, you know, the one who is accustomed to adverse fruits of activity. Right, in the non-Vedic culture, no one does anything unless there's severe attachment. Right? But, you know, doing things out of duty is very rare, especially nowadays. So in the Vedic culture, then duty is enforced. Right? Because the tendency of the materialistic living entity is to tend towards the sinful. So if you overemphasize the pious activities, then people know it should be done. And they follow
it.
But that's still not enough. It's still material. So one has to therefore emphasize even more devotional service. But we have to make sure that when we are establishing devotional service, that we understand that the proper etiquette and culture of the devotees is also important to follow. And anything that alludes to material dealings, piety, religion, culture, that is seen in an adverse way, or in, you know, as not favorable, that means not engaging.
Hogyha minden ilyen előttetett viselkedés kultúrára elkedvezőnek lehet, akkor azt jelenti, hogy nem is a szolgálatában látjuk.
Right? The Bhagavatam opens with Dharma Kaitava. Projita. Dharma Projita Kaitava Tara means those religious activities that have nothing to do with Krishna are rejected.
Így kezdődik a Bhagavatam, hogy azokat a vallásos tetteket, amelyeknek nincsen kapcsolatban Krishnával, el kell venni.
Therefore, those things that religious activities that are in connection with Krishna, that must be followed.
Right?
So, therefore, chanting Hare Krishna, worshipping the deity, associating with devotees, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, living in the temple or making one's home into the temple, and the various detail, favorable details that go along with those must be done. And then other things, they may be rejected. But one has to be knowledgeable on how great that is.
Az embernek kell tudásának lenni, hogy ez milyen széles.
Right. Means devotee means he's experts. That means they're knowledgeable and they're practiced.
Bhakta az szakértő, azt jelenti, hogy vannak tudása és van gyakorlata.
So that means they have to study, they have to hear, they have to study to know what to do.
Ez azt jelenti, hogy kell hallani és kell tanulni, hogy mit kell csinálni.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the Rich Brothers laws in Vedic culture, where the Vedic system that when someone kills someone else and then he is punished, then he's free from the action of if someone is doing illicit sex, then it's supposed to be born of a child. And then we see that in Kali, when the culture is very free, there's no culture for him. And how do these laws be valid now?
Still
valid.
Right. Fire doesn't heat things anymore. Water's not wet. We don't breathe air. Right.
In the natural world, these rules are not
followed.
There may be a Vedic marriage and there may be a natural marriage, so do the same thing apply?
It's like this. If let's say if a deer falls in the water, or a dog falls in the water, does the deer not become wet and the dog does, or the dog does and the deer doesn't? It's just like this. Someone comes from another country. They break the law in this country. So does the government here say, well, they're from another country, so it doesn't matter? Or does the law here punish them? They get punished or not? Yeah. Okay, so this place is run by God. Right? And so if we consider ourselves, you know, from another, you know, country or time warp, that's our mentality. We're still in God's kingdom. So we will be punished. Point is if the state punishes you, then Yamaraj does not have to. If the state doesn't punish you, Yamaraj takes care. One will be punished. That's all. See, it's like this. This is the just look at it in a, how you say, neutral light. The Malecha's mentality, the Malecha culture is so powerful that God and His law can't touch them. They're so special and so unique. Therefore, God has no jurisdiction over them. That's actually what's being said. So in the Vedic culture, the Malechas were humble because they knew they were below standard. In the modern scenario, they're proud. Right? Because they're able to get some, you know, occasionally some electricity to work or a car to function. To work. Some of them can make roads. Phones work. But that's it. Culture doesn't work. Right? So therefore they consider themselves superior to India, where the important things of life, like electricity, phones, computers, roads, cars, don't work. But amazingly, even despite the electricity, the phones, the cars, and the roads not working, relationships work in India. Right? So it's just a matter of what you consider more valuable. Like that.
Someone that maybe is in prison for 20 years. So then how does your marriage relate to that? I mean, sort of completes it to that standard that he should have got, or because he's getting some punishment.
Means it has, the punishment has to be completed. So either the king does it or Yavaraj does it.
Igen, a büntetésnek teljesnek kell lennie, szóval vagy a király adja, vagy a marajadja.
Means it says here, and we will give one reading and you see if it sounds correct. As a criminal is arrested for punishment by the constables of the state, a person engaged in criminal sense gratification except molestation.
Hogy az állam rendjének feltartva, hogy elfogják a bűnöst, hogy megbüntessék, kivéve, hogy necsák is javanák, úgy egy fangira bűnös érzékirányítítés nem erő ember, ha nem adulták.
Sounds correct.
Ez egy helyesnek hangzik.
Yes? No, okay. So that is what is being spoken by, of course, the non-devotees.
Ez mondják persze a baktán.
But unfortunately, many devotees are also of the same opinion.
Right?
They're so proud that of their culture that they figure it is unapproachable even by God Himself. And God's laws. Right? Everything else works the same. There's nothing different. I mean, people have children in India the same exact way people do it here. In India they breathe through their nose and mouth. They see with their eyes. They hear with their ears. They touch with their hands. They walk with their feet. Right? They drink water. Right? You know, they pass urine and stool in the same way. Tell me, what is different between what the Malechas do and what the Indians do, other than they do it in an improper way and the others do it in a proper way? What is the difference? I'm wanting to know what is this supreme uniqueness of the Malecha and the Avana culture. I'm really interested.
De legyen érdekelne, hogy mi az, amit olyan legfelsőbb, rendkívüli egyedi dolog összed a nyugati kultúra, legyen érdekelne ezt megérteni.
I mean, what is that? I mean, okay, Malecha culture, then, you know, you have sex first, the girl gets pregnant, then you decide to get married. In the Vedic culture, you get married first, then you have the child.
Malecha kultúrában először van nem élet, aztán a lány terhes lesz, és aztán felelősségül beszél a az indiai kultúrában először feleségül veszed a lányt, és utána van az teres.
But how is that superior? How is that different?
De ez miért felsőbb rendű, vagy miért különböző?
If someone in the Vedic culture has a child, conceives a child before marriage, then they get Varna Shankara.
A védikus kultúrában, hogyha valaki házasság előtt szül egy gyereket, akkor ő Varna Shankarát fog kapni.
And a Malecha, if they conceive a child before marriage, they also get Varna
Shankara.
The Malechas get the added attraction that even after marriage, if they conceive a child, it's generally Varna
Shankara.
I'm saying this is not just your opinion, this is opinions around the world, so we're speaking on that.
Szerintem nem csak a te véleményed, hanem nagyon sok személynek a vélemény az egész világban, és most arról beszélünk.
So this is not specifically directed to you.
Szerintem neked szíveztem kifejezetten.
It's very common.
Ez nagyon gyakori dolog ez az elképzelés.
Those who follow the Malecha culture, see, culture means less pride.
A kultúra azt jelenti, hogy csökken a büszkeség.
Lack of culture means more pride.
A kultúra hiánya azt jelenti, hogy több a büszkeség.
So it's understood that this mentality will be there.
So meg lehet érteni, hogy ez lesz a mentalitás.
So Prabhupada always talks about this. And his activities, he's always dealing and behaving in this way. But due to lack of knowledge and lack of refinement, generally we miss these points. Tendency is one will notice what one is able to relate to.
A tendencia az, hogy az ember azt veszi észre, amihez tud viszonyulni.
So one can relate to things that are similar to one's own qualities.
Olyan dolgokhoz tud az ember viszonyulni, amelyek hasonlóak a tulajdonságaihoz.
So in the, you know, non-Vedic culture, the concept of being happy performing something out of duty doesn't exist.
A nem védikus kultúrában ez a felfogás, hogy boldog lehetsz, hogyha valami kötelességből csinálsz, ez nem létezik.
Generally you see doing something out of duty means I'm doing it because it has to be done, I don't really like to do it, but you know, it needs to be done.
Általában kötelességből csinálni valamit azt jelenti, hogy csinálom, mert muszáj csinálni, mert nem akarom csinálni, mert meg kellett legyen csinálva.
And even if we accept, okay, I must be dutiful, the concept that by performing that duty, it creates actual deep relationships. That is like, you know, completely, you know, what has that got to do with it?
De ez az elképzelés, hogyha valaki ilyen kötelességet tudna, még azt el is fogadjuk, hogy kell csinálni a kötelességet, de hogy azt gondoljuk, hogyha valaki csinálja a kötelességet, az valódi mély kapcsolatokat eredményez, azt el nem tudjuk képzelni, hogy közben a kettőnek egymáshoz.
I was giving a class on this in Mayapur, and after the class, then somebody heard one, you know, senior lady from, not from India, from another country, and she was saying, you know, what a contradictory class. Right? He's talking about relationships and emotional exchange, and he's talking about duty. I mean, they have zero to do with each other.
Kapcsolatokról és érzelmi szenzásról beszél, aztán meg kötelességről beszél, ezeknek nulla közöttben egymáshoz.
So because of this, we're not actually able to see what Prabhupada is talking about, the example he's giving. And even if someone does talk about it, it's not seen.
Emiatt nem tudjuk látni, hogy Prabhupada beszél ezekről, és még hogyha látjuk is, hogy beszélünk róla, akkor meg mások nem látják azt.
Right? Because in the Vedic culture, one does an activity because it is their duty to do it.
Mert a védikus kultúrában az ember azért végez valamilyen cselekedetet, mert ez a kötelessége.
One does it because that is the other side, or other half of the relationship with another person,
azért,
or a group of people.
Tehát ez az egyik fele a kapcsolatnak, egy személye, vagy egy másik csoport személye.
Or our relationship with Krishna.
Vagy a Krishna-val kapcsolat.
Like then the other person can trust us, can count on us, that we are always going to provide that half of the relationship.
És akkor a másik személy tud bízni és tud számítani rá, hogy mindig ott lesz ez a felhő kapcsolatnak a mindenukban.
And they perform their half of the relationship.
És ők megvégzik az ő részüket a kapcsolatban.
So now that will not create some kind of interaction between these two persons. There will not be some development of relationship there.
Nem fog ezt fejleszteni valami fajta kapcsolatot a két személy között.
Right? The Malecha idea is that if you become unrestricted, you become happy.
A Malecha elképzelés az, hogyha nem vagy korlátozva, akkor vagy boldog.
And you somehow or another develop relationships with everybody because of this.
És valahogy mindenkivel kialakul a kapcsolatod emiatt.
The Vedic concept, or the real concept, is by restriction I become happy and I establish relationships.
A védikus koncepció, vagy a valódi koncepció az az, hogy ha vannak korlátozások, akkor leszek boldog.
Give an example.
Mondom,
means the husband controls his senses and stays faithful to the wife.
A férj szabályozza az érzékeit és hűséges marad a feleséghez.
The wife controls her senses and stays chaste to the husband.
A feleség kontrollálja az ő érzékeit és hűséges marad a férjhez.
And they're doing that because of the for the other person.
És ezt a másik személyért teszik.
They have a commitment. They're married.
Elkötelezték egymásnak magukat, házasok.
That will not deepen the relationship.
Nem fogja ez mélyíteni a kapcsolatot.
Right? The Malecha culture is the man does what he likes, the woman does what she likes.
A Malecha kultúra, hogy a férfi csinálja, amit ő akar, a nő csinálja, amit ő akar.
How deep can their relationship or any relationship be?
Milyen mély tud lenni az ő kapcsolatuk, vagy bármilyen kapcsolat?
Right? Means it's like this. The modern idea is I will get 100% satisfaction of my desires.
A modern elképzelés az, hogy én 100%-ig elégedettet fogom tenni a vágyaimat.
So I will find someone who will allow me to get fulfill my desires the way I want.
So találok valakit, aki engedi, hogy beteljesítsem a vágyaimat, ahogy akarom.
Then if that doesn't work anymore, then that relationship naturally is discontinued. How deep is that relationship? The Vedic concept is I 50% of myself I give to the other person for the relationship. So my desires may be being fulfilled. But as part of the relationship, I have to see that the other person's desires are also being fulfilled. It's part of my duty. So if both parties are doing this, then we see both are satisfied 100%.
So if mind the ketten csináljuk ezt, akkor látjuk, hogy mind a kettő 100%-ig elégedett.
Right? 50% you're taking care of, 50% the other person's taking care of.
50%-ig te gondoskodsz, 50%-ig a másik.
So that creates a relationship.
És ez adom kapcsolatot.
Right? Means you want 100%. This person wants 100%. They come together.
But te 100%-ot akarsz, ő 100%-ot akar, és összejönnek.
Very superficial relationship.
Nagyon területes a kapcsolat.
Vedic is this half.
A védikus az, hogy fele.
Right? So then how much relationship is there?
Akkor mennyi kapcsolat van?
But that takes self-control, training, knowledge, fine qualities.
Ez kell önfegyelem, képzés, tudás, finom tulajdonságok.
So that's the point. It's something that it's just like this. You know, it's I can take, you know, 2 seconds and go out to a shop and buy something ready-made to eat.
Ez ilyen, hogy 2 másodpercen kimehetek a boltba venni valami készét, mert megvegyem megenni.
Right? No, rip open the package and eat it there on the street.
Feltétem a zacskót és megeszem ott az utcán.
Right? It's some satisfaction.
Van valami elégedettség.
But now if these senses are controlled, there's some plan, you go get some ingredients, you cook something nice and then in a pleasant environment, then, you know, you take your shot.
De hogyha szabályozunk az értéket, elmész, vásárolsz valamit szépen, megfőzöl, elkészíted a szememet, a beszélemet a szemben.
How much more satisfaction?
Ez mennyivel nagyobb elégedettséget ad.
So by controlling the senses, the result is better.
Szóval, hogyha kontrolláljuk az érzékeket, akkor az eredmény jó.
So this is the secret to piety, is the senses are controlled, therefore the result will be more pleasant.
Szóval ez a titka jámborságnak, hogy az érzéket kontrolláltak, ezért jobb az eredmény.
Right? So the devotees want a pleasant, nice atmosphere and nice exchange, but that means the senses have to be controlled.
So if you want something pleasant, sure, atmosphere, and so on, then you have to have the senses controlled.
Right? And we have to, in duty, relate to other people.
És kötelesség alapon kell viszonyulnunk másokkal.
You know, the husband must take care that the wife's desires are taken care of. The wife must be sensitive to the husband's needs.
A férjnek gondoskodnia kell, hogy a feleség vágyai teljesülhessenek, a feleségnek érzékelnek kellene a férj szükségleteire.
Right, the parents to the child's needs, the child to, you know, listening to the parents.
A szülőnek a gyerek szükségleteire, a gyereknek hallgatnia kell a szülőkre.
Of one friend must sacrifice for another friend.
Az egyik barátnak áldoznia kell a másik barátért.
And vice versa.
És visszafelé.
Right? Then you have relationships and you have culture.
Akkor vannak kapcsolatok és van kultúra.
But even though that creates a very pleasant atmosphere for people to interact with each other, it still is not perfect unless it's engaged in Krishna's service. So then, rather than my motive for following the Vedic culture is because of the good result that will come, I follow the Vedic culture because it's Krishna's direction and it pleases Krishna, then of course the good direction, the good result comes. So then, that even once we recognize it, there's two platforms, the beginning platform and the advanced platform of understanding, you know, working within the culture in relationship to
Krishna.
One is, I want to follow the culture, but I should engage in Krishna's service. The other is, Krishna wants us to follow the culture, so that's my service, and then results are up to Krishna.
Hogy akarom követni a kultúrát, és lefoglalom Krisna szolgálatába, vagy akarom követni Krisna utasításait, és akkor úgy is jön az eredmény.
That's the meaning of leader. Leader means they protect. So in this relationship, leader means to protect, and those who follow means to surrender.
Ebben a kapcsolatban vezető azt szeretni, hogy védelmet, és követő azt szeretni, hogy meghódol.
Right? Means when there's shelter, there's surrender.
Van, van menedék, van meghódolás.
And when there's surrender, there must be shelter.
És ha van meghódolás, akkor kell lenni a menedéknek.
But there also must be guidance.
De kell lenni a útmutatásnak is.
So the leader must also give guidance.
A vezető útmutatást is kell lenni.
And those who are following must take seriously that guidance and following.
A követőknek pedig komolyan kell venni ezt az útmutatást, és követniük kell.
So generally we work on the principle of guidance will be given.
Általában azon az elven dolgozunk, hogy van az útmutatás.
Surrender and following that guidance should be done.
A meghódolásnak és az útmutatás követésének ott kell lennie.
But the aspect of shelter is kind of like forgotten.
De a menedék aspektus valahogy elfelejtjük.
Because shelter doesn't fit into the concept of control.
Mert a menedék nem fér bele a kontrollálás koncepcióban.
And control becomes the main operative principle because generally there's not so much surrender.
És a kontrollálás meg azért lesz a fő elv, de nincsen túl sok megfordulás.
You know, so bad masters get bad servants.
A rossz mestereknek rossz szolgáik vannak.
So just as you can find devotees who can complain about the leaders, you go and talk to those leaders what they thought of the temple devotees.
So if you find baktákat, akik panaszkodnak a vezetőkre, akkor menjünk azokat a templomi vezetőkre, vágyunk, hogy ők hogy fognak panaszkodni a baktákra.
You know, independent, uncooperative, demanding.
Nem dolgoznak együtt, követeleznek.
You know, That's what they'll say.
Ez az, amit ők fognak mondani.
So it goes both ways.
Mind a két oldalon van.
Like that. So if we want to actually correct the whole the situation, we have to see the whole picture.
Hogyha az egész helyzetet ki akarjuk kezelni, most meg kell látnunk az egész képet.
Like now it's now, some places you find it's very popular. They have trouble with the authorities, don't like authority, and this and all the problems of the authorities. And anyone who has a problem, then they have the right, full 100% right, to state their opinion, and that must be acted upon.
És akinek hol valami problémája, akkor az 100%-os joga kinyilvánítani a problémáját, és azt valaki kell foglalkozni.
But in the equation, you must also include, well, how good of a follower were they? What was their motives? What was their mentality? So therefore, what was the motives and mentality of the leader? Then you can actually see what was right and what was wrong. Otherwise, looking at one side of the problem, that's just the normal modern system. Is the individual gets 100% by their own endeavor. I mean, the individual gets 100% profit by the other person's endeavor.
Máskülönben csak ez a modern látásmód, amíg az egyén 100%-ot kap a másik személy erőfeszítéséből.
Right? Means, I have a relationship with the other person because they fulfill 100% of my needs.
Vagyis, hogy azért van egy kapcsolatom a másik személyen, mert 100% megadja az én szükségleteimet.
And in this relationship, I don't really have to do anything.
És ebben a kapcsolatban nekem nem kell semmit se csinálni.
So therefore, the Western relationships many times are found to be quite shallow. And their approach to solving problems in that is also pretty shallow. Because we're all people and it has to be dealt with in a personal way. So personal means taking both sides. Modern ideas, personal means you take one side and the other, you have the person and you have them.
A modern elképzelés, hogy van a személy, és aztán vannak ők.
Right? But in the Vedic is that you both are people.
De a védikus elképzelés, hogy mind a ketten személyek voltak.
Right? Like that. So then, if both look at it, then they'll see that both sides have a lot of duty to perform.
Hogyha mind a ketten megnézik, akkor mind a ketten láthatják, hogy nagyon sok kötelességük van.
Right? Means it's the leader's duty to give direction, to give, how you say, protection and shelter according to the needs of the person.
So a vezető kötelessége útmutatást adni, bereméket és védelmet adni a személy szükségletei szerint.
And that must be based on what the scripture says.
És ennek az alapja az kell, hogy legyen, ami az írásokban van.
Not that just the person decides that they have to have, you know, half the temple to live in or something.
Nem csak, hogy valaki úgy dönt, hogy hát a templom felében akar élni.
Means the scripture Krishna must always be the standard by which you judge everything. Right? And those who are following, then they must see that they are taking the advantage of the advice, they are surrendering, they are, but both have to have the knowledge of why it must be done.
És akkor ezeknek meg kell látni, hogy ők tényleg követik el az utasításokat, tényleg meghozolnak el. De mind a kettőnek ott kell legyen a tudása, hogy miért kell ezt csinálni.
So the leaders must practice that knowledge.
A vezetőknek kell gyakorolni ezt a tudást.
And they must see that everybody else is trained in that knowledge.
És kell látni, hogy mindenki más is kapjon képzést ebben a tudásban.
If the devotees are untrained and they act properly, leaders can't complain. It's their business to see they get trained.
Hogyha bakták képzetlenek és nem viselkedek megfelelően, akkor a vezetőknek a problémája, mert az ő dolguk, hogy legyenek képezve.
Of course, if they make arrangements for training and do the training and then it still doesn't function, then you can understand, okay, then we need another situation for those particular devotees.
Persze, hogyha adják a képzést és hogy mindig nem működik, akkor kell valami külön elrendezés azoknak a magadatnak.
Means you have just very general. So you have three kind of main situations that devotees will be situated in. One is like they're in
fully like in temple life, they're, you know, completely supported, maintained, everything. You have those who live outside, maintain themselves, but are fully involved with the temple activity. Then you have those who live outside and do their own thing whenever they like, they get involved. So then the temple authorities and the devotees themselves should understand which basic three categories is the best for one's devotional development. So the first two are specifically for those who can put Krishna first. And the third is more for someone who puts, either they're brand new, so they're just coming in contact with Krishna consciousness, or if they are prefer to put themselves first and Krishna second. Like that. So everybody should find a situation that they're comfortable, and then they can relate nicely with other devotees. So that takes knowledge and cooperation. And a dedication to pleasing Krishna. Means because the, how you say, two things. Means that the Mughals attacked India many, many times and were never successful. They could never enter into India. I think Somnath Temple in Gujarat or someplace, that was sacked 17 times. Sacked means it means it was, they came and they stole everything and, you know, they make a lot of trouble. Right? So that temple, the reason they liked to come and attack it was because it was like completely covered with gold and silver and jewels and everything. 17 times they came, 17 times they kicked them out. That was pretty much the main bulk of all the gold and silver of the wealth of Iran. I don't remember, you know, whatever it was, 10, 15, or 20 years ago when the Shah of Iran was kicked out. They found all his wealth. That was all from that. See, so this is going on very nicely until the Kshatriyas took up Jainism. When Jainism became popular, then they became non-violent. So because they gave up their duties, then the Mlechas could come in. That's one thing. You know, with the British also then came in much later, so they were dealing with superior weaponry. They had cannons, guns, while in India mostly they were still, you know, bows, arrows, swords. But one interesting thing that they did is they managed India according to Manasamhita. And left all the kings in place. England took the position of the emperor.
ami az uralkodó helyzetét megfogadta.
So then they were, all it was is that all the kings under them had to pay tax. So the whole point is in the Vedic culture, the common person doesn't really care who's on the top. Somebody has to maintain law and order.
Right?
So it doesn't really matter who it is for the common man.
Egy közönséges közönben nem számít, hogy ez kicsoda.
As long as they do their duty, then that's all right.
Amíg végzik a kötelességüket, akkor nem számít.
At the time of Lord Chaitanya, the Muslims were managing.
Az úgy képen éveiben a muzulmának vezetett.
And no one can.
Senki sem érdekelt.
Until the Qazi said you can't practice Harinam Sankirtan.
Addig a pontig, amíg a Qazi azt mondta, hogy nem gyakorolhatjátok a Harinam Sankirtan.
Then they complained.
Akkor panaszkodtak.
The king is supposed to establish dharma.
Mert a királynak az armát kell megszínelni.
Yeah. Because it doesn't matter what dharma you follow. But the dharma must be bona fide, and you must be following it in a bona fide way. If you're not, you'll be punished. If you're not, you'll be punished. Prabhupada told a story that there was this one company. And they had a Hindu owner, and they were all Hindu workers. So then, at one point, somehow or another, the manager became a Muslim. So on the first day, then the Muslim called all the people and told them that all this tilak and stuff that they wear like this, you know, as Hindus, they can't wear
anymore.
Okay, so then the next day, all the workers came without tilak except one man. So then the Muslim manager, he saw that. So he called everyone together again and pointed to the man with tilak. He said, he has faith in his religion. He practices it. He can wear the tilak. None of you other people can. You don't have that commitment. So management means you have a nature, you recognize that nature, you follow that nature, otherwise you're corrected. If someone says they're a brahmachari, they do the duties of a brahmachari. They don't do the duties of, you know, mix this and that. Someone's a grihastha, they follow the grihastha rule. Someone's a pujari, they do those acts. Whatever they are, then they have to do that. Otherwise, they must be correct. So because India started giving up, therefore then these things came. And the general tendency is Moses' passion and ignorance, they tend to overwhelm goodness. That's why the scriptures so strongly talk about goodness. This passion, ignorance, easily overwhelmed. Like if you have a meal and there's so many subtle preparations. If you have one that's not subtle, preparation that's not subtly spiced, it overwhelms all the others. If it's more strongly spiced, it means it's not so subtly spiced, then it will overwhelm all the others. So, because of the subtleties of the Vedic culture, the tendency is to be is to not be so gross. And when somebody is very proud of their grossness, it's a little hard for somebody who's more gentle to deal with. So in previous times it wasn't a problem because you had a king who could follow the culture and be very powerful. So he could protect everyone else. But when the kings weren't properly performing their duty, then, you know, it's not good. It doesn't work.
Délután kérünk, hogy Isten urázában marad, és tart egy Isten mostitán gyermekedésről. Szeretnénk, hogy szeretek velünk, és részves tegyetek ott időben az volt a kérdésem. És kérnénk, hogy kezdődik.
Gunjaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Prabhupada ki, Jai Prabhupada ki, Jai Nitai Gaur, Jai Nitai Gaur.